coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading episode number 77 of Tailgate Radio. And we're blasting this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and hanging tight at 48 countries across the globe. Now, come on, Uzbekistan. Come on, Burkina Faso. Ooh, I pulled that one out of my hat. Join us on Tailgate Radio. Let's get up to 50 countries across the globe blasting you everything about the world of tailgating. And speaking of blasting, we got a blast of a show this week. We've got from the BBQ Cleaner and the BBQCleaner.com, Mr. Jeffrey Krinsman. He's going to come in and talk to us about spring tailgating, spring grilling, and how to take care of your grills, and also about his business, because he has a phenomenal business opportunity for anybody that is in this space, either as a tailgater, somebody that loves grilling, loves helping other people, loves working for themselves. I'm not going to get into all the details. I'm going to let him do that. But Jeffrey Krinsman from the BBQ Cleaner is going to be on this show this week. Yes, he's going to be on this show this week. Of course, he's not going to be on this show next week or another show this week. He's going to be on our show this week. Got a little ahead of myself there. And I apologize. I'm a little under the weather. Allergies down here in the great state of Texas are running rampant at this time of year. It's very warm at this time. We broke the 90-plus barrier for March. It is spring break week. That brings a lot of tourists to this part of the world and also brings a lot of allergies. So I apologize if my voice doesn't have the same bass it normally has. I'm fighting a little bit of an allergy issue, but you know what? The show must go on, and when you've got somebody like Jeffrey Krinsman on, you don't want to miss that opportunity. Before we come on, if you are listening to this on your phone or if you're listening on your laptop or listening to us on YouTube or anything like that, go over to the, T-H-E, BBQ Cleaner, and that's the letters, bbqcleaner.com, and check out his great company. And when he talks to us, he's going to tell us more about the business, more about the trends, more about what's going on in the world of grills and barbecues and all that good stuff. And we can't wait to have him on. So it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. I want to remind you guys, you know, we are right at 50,000 Twitter followers, which is amazing. And thank you for interacting with us on a regular basis. I get questions every day, multiple times a day, and I'm always happy to answer any questions. I'm very happy to take any ideas, any guest recommendations, and any criticism. So if there's anything that you don't like about the show, other than the host, I can't do anything about that yet. Just let us know over at Tailgate Radio. You can also check out our website at tailgateradio.com. We've got some great recipes, and we've got a blog over there, and we've got a news feed and some of the friends that we work with on a regular basis. And we want you to go over there and take a look. We've got a great website, and it's over at Tailgate Radio. We try to keep all of that very simple for you. We also have a Periscope at Tailgate Radio, and we will be periscoping on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So those of you that don't have a life and aren't out partying and aren't out socializing and want to visit on the Periscope, we're going to have a Periscope on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And right after that, we're going to try something different. We're going to do what's called a blab, B-L-A-B. And I'm going to be sending that out to you on your Twitter. But if you are following us on Twitter, it'll give you an automatic notification. And it's kind of like Periscope, but it's interactive. So I'll actually get to talk to you directly. You'll get to ask me questions directly or some of the same things. But rather than sending it in a text form, you can actually talk to me. And so I'm looking for a couple of tailgating guests to sit in the co-chairs with me for this blab session, and it will be at 9 o'clock on Friday night Eastern time. And I can send, and I will be sending out all the details on our Twitter feed, but I'm going to pick a couple of people to sit in the co. You guys will be the Sulu to my Spock and James Tiberius Kirk. Man, that's an old reference, so if you don't get it, that's a Star Trek reference from the 60s. But so I'm looking forward to that. We're always trying to find new ways to reach our audience and do it in a collaborative and interactive way. So Blab, B-L-A-B, look for that on your Twitter feed. And we're going to be having some fun with that. Also want to remind you guys, we have other shows as part of the Tailgate Radio family and the Game Day Media family of shows. Go over and check out our good friend Dawn Murphy. That's D-A-W-N Murphy. She has a show called Track Smack with Dawn Murphy, and she talks all things motorsports. She is a huge motorsports aficionado and does a fabulous job, has been on the airwaves for 14 years talking motorsports, and she's got a great show that I know you guys will enjoy. Also, we've got, for you gamers out there and those of you that play any type of video games on your PC, we have a show called League of Legends Radio. It's hosted by a gentleman named Ponderous Sea Lion. I am not in that genre at all, but about 90 million people a month play this game. And so if you happen to be one of those, he's got great guests and great tips. And if you're into that kind of thing, check him out. So those are all part of the Game Day Media family. We've also got a couple of new shows coming up. One is going to be called Game Day Gadgets. It's going to fall right into the Tailgate Radio space. And another one that I'm really excited about called the Barbecue Safari. And we are going to be traveling the country, visiting the greatest barbecue joints in the world. And we're going to be doing it in podcast form. And we're also going to be doing some video content. So all of that will be happening later in the spring, around May-ish. And we're super excited about that. So join us on all of those platforms. We've got a great guest coming up, Jeffrey Krinsman from TheBBQCleaner.com. And his business is fantastic. He's going to talk to us all about keeping your grills clean. And what about that business opportunity? You ever wanted to work for yourself? You do not want to miss this show. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, I want to talk to you about March Madness. Do you have your bracket ready? Things are underway now with March Madness and the big tournament. 68 teams go in. Only one comes out. And you're probably trying to figure out what your bracket looks like and which teams you think have the clearest path to the championship. But we all know Susan from the office pool is going to randomly fill out her bracket based on the logo, the mascots, and the colors of the team, and she's going to beat you. It's just going to happen. It happens every year. So what you should really be doing is figuring out how to get a good clean shave at an affordable price. And by the way, if you like Cinderella stories, a startup by the name of Harry's is taking on the Razor Giants and winning guys over left and right. Now, I've told you guys before, I am a huge Harry's fan and customer. So much so that I bought my son underneath the tree with the bow on top. He's old enough to start shaving, and I wanted to get him started with the best. And that's why I got him started with Harry's and Harry's.com. And it's the best shave that I've gotten. And as he's learning how to shave, it's the best shave he's gotten because it's the only shave he's going to know. And if he ever tries to go back when he goes off to college and go to one of the stores and buy either a big bag of plastic blades or goes and tries as a college student to buy blades in that vault, $32 for a set of razors, that's insane. Harry's is the only shaving company that has both amazing quality and low prices. German-engineered, 5-blade cartridges, close, comfortable shave, no cuts, no burns. Quality is guaranteed, and they'll give you a full refund if you're not happy. And because it is factory direct pricing, they cut out the middleman and they ship it right to your door. They sell their blades at half the price of those leading brands that you find in that glass vault. Over a million guys have already made the switch, and thousands more switch every day. So let me just spell it out for you. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at Harrys.com? The Harrys Starter Set is an amazing deal. For just $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades. And you know what? Harrys doesn't like to discount because their prices are already really low, but we've worked out a deal for the Tailgate Nation for a special offer for you guys. Harrys will give you $5 off your first order with the promo code GAMEDAY. Stop overpaying for a great shave. Go to Harrys.com. That's Harrys.com right now. That's Harrys.com, and enter the code GAMEDAY at checkout. That's Harrys.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and I'm so excited. We're bringing on one of our favorite guests here. He's the owner and head man over at the Barbecue Cleaner, a good friend here, an NHL aficionado, Jeffrey Krintzman. Jeff, thank you so much for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week.
Thanks for having me, John. It's always great to be back with you.
So, you know, winter is wrapping up a lot of places more quickly than others. But, you know, the cold, harsh winter is just about done. The groundhog has said his piece, and we're coming to an end. And I'm fascinated. If you could start off by just giving some general information about your company, your business, and what you do. And I'm really really curious to find out what your operators are seeing as far as increased demand and what you do right now nationwide.
Sure. Yeah, so I'll give you a little bit of background first. You know, the Barbecue Cleaner was started in 2009. What we do here on a daily basis is, you know, we're talking with people around the country and helping getting them started with their own barbecue cleaning business in their local area. Happy to say we've expanded very quickly to over 140 locations, both across the United States and Canada. And we really provide all of our business owners and operators with everything they need. You know, the tangible things like the equipment and whatnot, but also the marketing materials, step-by-step guide on how to start a business, because for a lot of our operators, this is their first time starting a business. And, you know, at the end of the day, they get to, you know, run their own business from home, set their own schedule, kind of take control of their own financial future. It's gone very, very well, obviously 140 locations later. But, you know, this time of year, the second part of your question is always really fun. It's a crazy time of year when we start to see in a lot of markets the winter kind of go away and Mother Nature's wrath, you know, depart until next winter. It gets very, very busy very quickly. And in a lot of our markets right now, just in the last 2 weeks, things have ramped up exponentially. A lot of our guys that we've spoken to in the last 2 weeks, some of them are already booked up for a month at a time to keep up with the demand. So this time of year, it's a challenge. Because things really go full throttle very quickly, but it's a lot of fun. And it's definitely something we're seeing across the country right now.
Well, one of the things that caught my attention when you were talking was we visited back before the holidays, and you have seen a considerable jump in the number of new operators that you have across the country. Tell me about that. I mean, how that sounds like almost exponential growth there. And again, from a business owner, prospective business owner, this system, this concept that you have just catches the imagination of so many different kinds of people that want to go into business for themselves. So tell me about your growth. I mean, it really does sound explosive.
Yeah, I mean, we've been blessed. You know, every year for us, we grow. You know, 2014 was a record year for us. 2015, last year, we you know, did better than we did in 2014, and that became a record year. And just, you know, 2.5 months into 2016, you know, we already have, you know, 11 new locations set and ready to go. So it looks like we'll beat the 2015 record here as well. I mean, the growth has been constant for sure. I think really a lot of that is attributed to a couple of things. You know, one, at the service now is getting more popular year in and year out. So for a lot of our guys, growing every year is a lot easier because more people are aware of their service. This is becoming more mainstream that there are companies out there that do clean grills with 140 people nationwide. And then, you know, the other reason is I think we do a really good job of supporting people throughout their business's evolution, whether it be the startup or year one or year two. We're really helping them grow within their business. A lot of our operators now have expanded to multiple units very quickly. So there's growth on that level too, even beyond the 140 number. So yeah, we've been blessed, and we're very, very encouraged, obviously, with what we continue to see.
Are there any markets right now, either in the U.S. or Canada or elsewhere, that you would say is saturated, that there's no more need for someone to come in and provide your kind of services in any particular marketplace?
Yeah, that's a great question, John, and it's one that, as we continue to grow, this has become a popular question. This was never a question we got asked in the infancy stages, but now as you grow, these are the types of questions you get. No, you know what? There really isn't. We do have some markets in this country where we have more of a presence than other markets. But when we look at those markets, and let's say we have seven people in a market, if all seven of them are doing well, which is normally the case, there's certainly room for other operators. You know, when you look at some of these major metropolitan cities, and you have, let's say, a million or 2 million grills in the metro area, I don't care if you're Superman, you can't handle it all yourself. So there's a lot of business, which also leads to a lot of opportunity for people to grow within their market, and also to have new operators come into the market. So I don't know that there's an area right now that I would say is too saturated. I mean, there are some that are more than others, but they certainly can support continued growth in that specific market.
I'm here with Jeffrey Crinsman with The Barbecue Cleaner, and he's talking about his business model. And before we go on, can you just step back and talk to folks that are about to get their grills out? And, are there some things I know for myself, it's an all-day chore, and it takes some planning and timing. But are there maybe a few key elements that when people are pulling their barbecue grills out of the garage or knocking the snow off of it or whatever they're doing, what would you say are some of the top three or four things that they need to look for before, just from a grill safety perspective?
Sure. Getting the grill cleaned is super important. First and foremost, it removes carcinogens that build up on a grill. I don't think a lot of people really are attracted to feeding their, 10-year-old sons a burger off the grill that is full of Cape Town carcinogens. So it's important to clean it off, get rid of the carcinogens. Of course, removal of the grease, which, our cleaning process does, drastically obviously reduces the risk of any sort of grease fire. And for a lot of our clients now nationwide, they have grills that are $5,000, $7,000, built in outdoor kitchen. So, that's not the sort of thing you want to replace every year because it's dirty. So by getting it cleaned, it really kind of protects your investment and prolongs its, the life expectancy of the grill. So certain things you want to look for, you want to make sure that the grill is working well. You want to make sure that all the burners are burning evenly. If they're not, there's a very good chance that the culprit behind that is that the burners are just clogged, which our cleaning process fixes. And, if you see a lot of grease around, if you see the drip pan, full, the firebox, they fall in the grill, the cavity itself with a lot of, black carbon in it, it's probably a telltale sign that a grill cleaning should be in your future.
I think you're spot on, and I think that is a key element. And, I think too many people get out a wire brush and think that a once over with that is going to help. And it's really not. Ultimately, you've got to have a much more comprehensive cleaning element. And that's what I love about what you guys do, because you have a system in place that's been perfected. And I've seen some before and afters both in photo and in real life. And the there's just an absolute amazing difference of how you guys can regenerate the life of a pretty rough looking grill and get it back rehabilitated and ready to go for the spring and summer season.
Yep, it's something, and the customer satisfaction. One of the things I've been most proud of with this business since day one has been the customer satisfaction level, which is always 99% higher. So the job that our operators are doing, you know, across the U.S. and Canada, is certainly well appreciated by their clients. You know, they're very happy with the end result.
Now, can you talk about the importance of how your operators, those that start with the barbecue cleaner, any ongoing royalties and what type of fees that they may pay? Because I think this is really a cool element of what you do.
Yeah, another great question. You know, I always say there's a lot of reasons why the barbecue cleaner has been as successful as it has been, but the number one reason always comes back to what you just mentioned, that there are no ongoing fees or royalties. So, you know, you keep 100% of what you make. So, you know, let's just say, you know, if you went out and cleaned three grills in a day at $250 a grill, simple multiplication tells me that that's $750 at the end of the day. That stays in your pocket. None of that goes back to us. There are no ongoing royalties. There are, you know, no fees for a national advertising fund. So, again, there's a lot of reasons why our operators have been as successful as they have been, but the number one reason is exactly this point. You know, when you keep 100% of what you make, you really, really, in a lot of ways, control your own destiny in your own hands.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just not the norm in today's business environment. There are a lot of great businesses. There are a lot of great franchises. There are a lot of great opportunities out there, but there are very few that once you're set up and ready to go, you get to put all that revenue, all that profit back in your pocket. And I think that really sets you guys apart and is, you know, what makes it so successful. And speaking of success, you know, can you talk about, I mean, just is there somebody out there in your network of operators that you can talk to us about that you would say, hey, this is the quintessential success story with the barbecue cleaner?
Yeah, you know, I'd have to think about that. I mean, we're fortunate. I mean, we have so many success stories and testimonials from our operators. You know, yeah, I mean, Here's one that I always like to say, because I think it's a great example of good things happening to good people. You know, we have an operator in the South that had, you know, was about to complete his Air Force career and had two young children. And, he came to us and said, look, you know, I don't know what I want to do in my next step in my life, but I know that I probably do not want to go into corporate America and try and climb the corporate ladder, you know, miss time with my 7 and 5 year old. It's not really what I want to do. And so, you know, he got started with us in September of 2014, so we're not even talking that long ago. And just 6 months later, which was March of last year in 2015, he had a 6 week wait to get an appointment that he had. He already is now a multiple unit operator. And one of the things that he always says, which I think speaks volumes, is, look, you know, I'm grateful for this opportunity that you've given me and the support, but I now know that I have something to do for the next 30 years. This is not the sort of business that I know, you know, 5 years from now, I don't know that I'm going to still be doing it. My client base keeps growing and demand is getting out of control. I can definitely see myself doing this 40 years from now if I still want to. And on top of that, here I am controlling my own schedule that I can coach my daughter's softball team. I can be there for my children. And, you know, when we hear things like that, I mean, you know, I don't know that there's a better compliment we can receive when we hear a story like that.
Yeah, creating your own schedule, your own independence, and being your own boss. I think, you know, everybody listening here on Tailgate Radio either wants to be in that position, is in that position, or is working to get in that position at some point. So I would definitely instruct the Tailgate Nation to take a look at the barbecue cleaner. Before we go, though, I want to talk to you about the correlation between what you guys do and the Tailgate Nation out there. We've got between 35 and 50 million people that partake in the sport we call tailgating. I would say a good majority of those folks have grills. And the thing is that tailgating is really an evergreen activity. It may not be in all geographic parts of the country, although I've been in 10 feet of snow in Buffalo, New York for a Bills game. But there is always, you know, right now we've just transitioned from football to NASCAR, and NASCAR goes until the end of July or end of November. And then baseball season. And then, of course, there's, you know, soccer and festivals and things like that. So there is a very strong correlation between what you guys do and the tailgating culture that exists. Are you still seeing that that's viable in what you guys do and who you have as clients?
Yeah, we see, you know, the tailgating genre as a whole really is in our everyday life and in our network nationwide. A lot of our operators have had a background in tailgating in the sense that they may have played in a barbecue competition team. They have season tickets to their local NFL or college football team, and they throw these crazy tailgates. So many of our operators are engrossed in tailgating, and we hear about it all the time from them. It's a really nice fit. I think in doing the barbecue cleanup for them, they're actually also getting involved in something that they care about because they're so into tailgating that it's kind of a definite correlation between the two. The other thing I would say is a lot of people that tailgate a lot, because they grill so much, become clients for our operators. You know, their grills get dirty. I know here in the Northeast where we are, we have a couple people that are Giants and Jets season ticket holders that every year we clean their grills. And the grills that they have, they only use for tailgating. Mm-hmm. So there's a large tailgating presence in our business all the time.
Yeah, and I would assume that those people that are doing that also are networking in the parking lot and find that they've got clients just waiting around every corner in the parking lot. So I think that is an amazing opportunity and an amazing, you know, from a standpoint of a fan and somebody. I mean, when you're involved in tailgating, it really is a passion. And I think the grilling aspect of it is also a passion. And so if you're working in an area where you can have those multiple touch points between sports and grilling and tailgating, you've got a winner there. And Jeff, I want to thank you so much for coming in this week. If folks want to find out more about the barbecue cleaner opportunity, how can they reach you?
Sure, they have a different various outlets that they can use. They can call us at any time. We're available 24/7 at our phone number, which is 888-296-8368. And then our website, they can get in touch with us through there, which is also chock full of information. That is www.thebbqcleaner.com. And what we do all the time, and I mean, we almost do them daily now, is we do a free 15-minute consultation where we kind of sit down with people over the phone that are interested and say, okay, you know, let's look at your background. Let's look at what you're trying to achieve. Let's look at your demographic. Let's look at the whole picture and try and determine if this is a good fit for them. And these are things that we do all the time. And again, it's free. So, you know, I certainly encourage people to take advantage of it. We have 140 people now that are very happy that they did take advantage of the free consultation back at one point in their life. So we certainly encourage people to jump at the opportunity.
That's Jeffrey Krinsman with thebbqcleaner.com. Jeff, thanks for coming into Tailgate Radio. And if you have any more questions, make sure you reach out to him. And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.